Rivienis and Ivish, it's the Arist Vash that she brought by Revolbe in the Arishur. Goes through a number of the brachas of the Amidah and tells us how to daven for the Geula. So firstly, in the bracha of Re'eva Anyenu, so we need to daven for the Geula, for the redemption. Not so that we'll have power, or we will be princes or nobility. Not at all. What does it help? For us to have temporary goodness. If from 1 minute to the next, our fortunes can change. Reina Vanyenu is we're asking for Shlemus. We're asking for the complete package. What does that mean? Galena Laman Shemecha. That we want the Geula for the sake of your name, Hashem. That there should no longer be Chilul Hashem in the world. And the ultimate simcha of the Geula is the simcha of the nations of the world understanding the folly of their ways. Understanding that Hashem Elokei Yisrael Melech. That's Galein Laman Shemecha. You just let that sink in and seep in for a second. If we perceive ourselves as being in a relationship with Hashem, then Hashem's pain in Golas should be more real to us than our own. Because if you're in a loving, caring relationship, you care more about the other person's pain than you do your own. We'll manage. What about you? A real relationship, a true relationship is selfless, not selfish. Yeah, the selfish person considers their own needs, wants, pain for the other. But if you really care, if you're really in love, of course someone else's pain, a spouse, a child, a parent, it's more real than your own. So we go through Galus and we feel the Chilul Hashem of the nations of the world. Denigrating Hashem Elokei Yisrael. Why? Well, they see Klal Yisrael is representing Hashem in the world. Persecuting Klal Yisrael is a way of getting at the Jewish God. And when Klal Yisrael are our lowest ebbs, when we're in the pits, it appears to the world as if we have no God protecting us. How many times did an anti-Semite get ready to kill a Jew and say, let your God save you, where's your God now, let your Moses split the sea? They know that we're a nation of miracles. And therefore, when they can attack us with impunity, it appears to them like Hashem has rejected us or that Hashem is impotent or powerless. And that's a Chilul Hashem. That's a Chilul Hashem. That's the irony of the Holocaust, that 6 million Jews being killed al Kiddush Hashem actually is a Chilul Hashem. Because it looks to the world like Hashem is impotent. And that ought to pain us more. If we really, really focus on Hashem, pain us more than their own pain, that Hashem is in pain when we're in pain. And therefore we say, Galeinu Laman Shemecha, redeem us not for us, but for you, Hashem, because we want your name to be made manifest in the world.